Malachim Aleph Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph, Ushlomo Haya Moshe, Vechol Hamlachos, and Shlomo ruled over the entire world. Shlomo was the greatest king at that time. All other kings and nations came to pay tribute to Shlomo and hear his wisdom. Pasuk Beis through Ches, Shlomo would feed approximately 60,000 people per day and had a tremendous amount of food on Shlomo's table. There was delicacies and extravagant meats from all over the world. As that time was a peaceful time for Yisrael, the men of Yehuda and Yisrael would sit and eat from their grapevines. Shlomo had 40,000 stalls for his horses and chariots and 12,000 horse riders. Shlomo's commissioners would come in their shifts one time per year to serve by Shlomo HaMelech. They would feed straw and hay to the horses in large quantities. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Shlomo had transgressed the Torah prohibition for a king not to take so many horses. The Das Sofer explains, as Shlomo had wisdom, his wisdom had become a test for him, as there are many psukim in Koheles that Shlomo wrote describing the downside of wisdom. For example, keep a rov chachma rov kas. With a lot of wisdom comes a lot of anger. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, there is no greater wisdom in the world than to get rid of your own wisdom, as it takes no sophistication and complications to serve Hashem. Rather, a person needs to set aside his own smarts to serve Hashem with great simplicity, sincere desire, and with happiness. In a sense, Shlomo was just supposed to follow the word of Hashem by keeping the halacha that a king should not have so many horses. Shlomo's test was to put aside his own intelligence to receive and keep the higher intelligence of Hashem. The Maharal in many places relates that just as Hashem is pashut, simple, so too we need to be pashut to receive Hashem's light. And Pasuk Tes, Vayitem Elokim Chochma Shlomo V'tivna Harav Harbe Me'od V'rach Avlev Kechol Asher Al-Sfas Hayam, that Hashem had granted Shlomo a tremendous amount of wisdom with a broad heart. Shlomo's wisdom far surpassed all the people in the east, all the wisdom of Egypt, and all the wise men. Shlomo had become famous worldwide. Shlomo would speak 3,000 proverbs and had 5,000 songs. Shlomo spoke about the trees, animals, birds, insects, and fish. Rashi, the Radak, and the Metsuvos point out, not only did Shlomo understand the reason and secrets of the laws of nature behind these, but he also understood the Torah reasons for these animals. For example, why don't fish require shechita, and animals do? The Novi now turns its attention to how Shlomo started to arrange the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And Pasuk Tesvav, Vayishlach Chiram Melech Sor es Avadov El Shlomo. Chiram Melech Sor had sent messengers to Shlomo. Chiram Melech Sor had been friends with David, and now Shlomo is going to commission Chiram Melech Sor to cut the trees for the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramad Wali brings, Chiram Melech Sor is Roshei Teva, Chametz. That means each letter, Chiram Ches, Melech Mem, Tzor, Tzadi, spells the word Chametz. Means to spoil, because Chiram had previously made himself into a god and would spoil the faith of other people. The revelation of Chochmah was so great that even Chiram Melech Tzor wanted to help Shlomo. And Pasuk Tezayin through Chavav, Shlomo related the following through messengers to Chiram. I know you were friends with my father David. You knew that my father wanted to build a house for Hashem. Hashem has granted me rest and peace for my enemies on all sides. Hashem told me, Father David, your son will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. So now please cut down cedar trees for me from Lebanon. My servants will work in tandem with yours. Chiram consented and blessed Hashem, who had gave a wise son to David. Chiram told Shlomo the trees will be sent down the sea through Lebanon. Shlomo will have an assembly pickup crew waiting to receive the logs. In return, Shlomo would provide food for Chiram's men. Chiram would give Shlomo as much wood as Shlomo desired. Shlomo and Chiram sealed a covenant with each other, and there was peace between Hiram and Shlomo. Again, Hashem had given Shlomo a tremendous amount of wisdom. And Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vaya'al Melech Shlomo Mas, Mikol Yisrael, Vihia Mas, Shloshim Elef Ish, that Shlomo now placed a tax, a levy, upon Kal Yisrael of 30,000 men, which takes us through Lamed Beis, which is the end of the Perek. Shlomo sent the men to Lebanon in shifts of 10,000. The shifts worked in rotation, as one shift of 10,000 would work for 1 month and then go home for 2 months. Shlomo had 70,000 porters, 8,000 who worked in the mountain, and 3,300 managers with huge stones Huge stones were carved and brought to lay the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo, Hiram, and Givlim builders worked on the stones and wood for the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the end of the Perek. Note, it's only appropriate that there are Lamed Beis, 32 psukim in this Perek, as Lamed Beis spells Lev, heart, which means as the Beis HaMikdash infused Kedusha and life to the entire world, it was in a certain sense the heart and vitality of the entire world that pumped Kedusha through. Just like a heart pumps blood through a person's body, so too the Beis HaMikdash pumped and infused the world with vitality and Kedusha through the entire world. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.